Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking today at Psalm 16, verses 8 through 11. These verses begin with a reference to God being at the believer's right hand in this life, and they end with a reference to the believer being at God's right hand in the next life. In verse 8, David says that God, being at his right hand, provides protection. Quote, "Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken." This protection brings David great joy. He says, "Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices." This protection even extends to David's body. The last line of verse 9, "Therefore my heart is glad, my whole being rejoices, my flesh also dwells secure." And then in verse 10, David takes the logic one step further. God's presence means that at some level, his people don't even experience death. "You will not abandon my soul to Sheol," that is the grave, "or let your Holy One see corruption," that is the decay of the body. Now, if we were to interview ancient David and ask him, you know, "David, you've seen godly people die. What happens to their bodies? You really think you aren't going to die?" But David would respond, telling us that the logic is very clear. I experience the presence of God today. I will experience the presence of God in the future. How could it possibly be that any time in between, God would take his presence away? This is what he says in verse 11. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Now, ultimately, what this is saying is true of David because of his role as precursor to the Messiah. This can't really be true of David until Jesus rises from the dead. In fact, the New Testament authors tell us that this passage ultimately was about Jesus. And it's a reminder to me and to you that we are to hide ourselves in Jesus, that we need to find our identity in him. For the last great enemy is death, but we overcome death if we are joined to Jesus. May it be so for each of us. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.